Again, I broke the February challenge. I am not very good at this, apparently. This is my second one for this month, the 4th of February. For anyone not familiar with Foamy the Squirrel, he is he's a squirrel. I'm not quite sure what he looks like, obviously. But he's a cartoon I was introduced to, like, 7 or 8 years ago. And, most of the time he uses really, explicit language when he rants about things, but this is one of those where he doesn't, shockingly. It's the friend he's visiting in the hospital who, this is one word that may offend anyone listening, so for anyone who is offended, easily offended by that sort of thing, you may want to skip over this clip. This is where Foamy is high on some medication. He kind of overdosed on some meds and he's a little bit loopy and he's sort of talking really fast and he's visiting his friend in the hospital and she's telling him that the blood pressure cuff is not meant to go around your neck and you're not supposed to play with it, and he does anyway, and we'll see what happens after that. So, may I present to you, Foamy the Squirrel, Kevorkian Scarf.
I'm getting better, if that's what you mean. Quiet.
What's this here with the thing of wearable goodness?
It takes your blood pressure.
This would be great as a medical scarf for heating up the neck in the cold nights of the hospital hottest out of man.
Take that off. It's not a scarf.
Oh, geez, with the cutting level of the ass and the brain stuff. He's a scarf on bed with the cells and the cells.
It's not a Kevorkian scarf, jackass. It takes your blood pressure.
I think that's a lie from your mouth. It takes your life with the strangulation, hey? Maybe I can save this for when those depressions kick in.
Nurse, please, you know what? No more visitors.
Oh, sad is the world, but I have Kevorkian scarf.
Have a nice day, everybody.